Hello and welcome to an audio article on mytrainerfitness.com. Today's article is titled Guilt-Free Watermelon and Smoothie Recipe. Guilt-free drinks feed your body and your buds. Watermelon smoothies and watermelon water are some of our favorite guilt-free summer drinks. I used to drink, all right, embarrassed to admit it, but venti frappuccinos regularly. My favorites were chai fraps and java chip fraps, until I discovered how much sugar they contain, 22 teaspoons in one venti java chip frappuccino. Yikes. Then I stopped. Maybe once a year now. But the last time I had one, well, it's just hard to enjoy it when you think of all the processed, empty calorie sugar you're consuming. Now, instead of spending $5 on a Starbucks frappuccino in summer, I make an amazingly delicious and super simple watermelon drink. One watermelon from the grocer costs between $5 and $10, depending on the size and whether it's organic or not. The one we got that day happened to be almost exactly the cost of that one frozen venti temptation. A $5 watermelon made a half gallon of healthy drinks for my family that lasted a couple days. First, cut the melon. When we bring a melon home, one of the first things we do is cut it into chunks to go in the refrigerator and some into the freezer. Then we'll have it at the ready for when we want some watermelon water, smoothie, or to eat it as a nutritiously delicious, healthy snack. Quote, if it's easy to do, you'll be more inclined to. Quick fit tip, healthy snacks, watermelon. Prep the melon so it will be chilled and ready for you when you're ready for it. 1, watermelon, preferably organic. 2, wash the exterior and place on a clean cutting board near your sink. 3, cut the watermelon into half, then into slices, then into chunks. 4, chop and save the rind too. It's super good for you and deliciously refreshing if it's organic. 5, place both in separate containers in the refrigerator at the ready for snacks and drinks. Winning with watermelon. There are so many wonderful watermelon recipes and ways to enjoy this most amazing fruit. We love trying new ones and encourage you to get creative and bold as well. We're sharing a few of the simplest favorites so you can be up and running and sipping in no time, because we know that it's easy to do. The more you'll be inclined to. We love how watermelon water and smoothies replace the things you shouldn't have with something you should have that you will also enjoy. We call that food Aikido, and we'll link to that here in this article. That concept, that is, which we've written about in another article. And here's the thing. When you replace a bad for you food for something you also love that's good for you, it's a huge win. You win when you, 1, create new healthy habits. That's a win. 2, eat something you love. That's a win. And 3, eat something your body loves. That's a win, win, win. Quick fit tip. Food swaps work. Replace a bad for you food for something you also love that's a good for you food. And it's a win. Watermelon water recipes. Since watermelon is 92% water, it could seem that to say watermelon water, if I could say it, is redundant. However, the flavor of watermelon in water is refreshingly pleasing without all the sweet of straight watermelon or watermelon juice. There are a number of quick and easy options for making your own watermelon water. Watermelon water refresher, single serving. Toss a few chunks of watermelon into your water bottle as you head out. These can be fresh cut, pre-cut, chilled, or frozen. We like frozen chunks, which imparts the slow flavor release into the water. Freeze some watermelon chunks. Approximately 1 hour is enough. Add frozen watermelon chunks to your water glass or water bottle. Drink and enjoy. Make your own for less. To buy watermelon water, even the cleaner, healthy ingredient varieties, such as Hint watermelon water, which costs over $1.49 at our local grocer. So it's expensive. To buy watermelon water is expensive. To make your own watermelon water saves time, 5 minutes at home, less time than standing in line to buy. saves money. One watermelon equals approximately 32 servings as compared to the amount of watermelon in one bottle. Wow. Saves plastic bottle waste. Improves health. The fresh fruit is always best. Extends value. The watermelon rind is also nutritious and delicious, eaten like cucumbers or blended in smoothies. Best if organic, though, which, yeah, it's hard to find, but if you can, then definitely enjoy the watermelon rind too. Our recent cut watermelon amounted to 16 cups of fruit, so a half cup per water bottle or glass is plenty, and likely more than is added by watermelon water bottlers, some of whom just use flavoring that may or may not be actual watermelon water. Homemade watermelon water saves 1,600%. Okay, so let's see the math. Don't worry, I didn't say do the math. I just said see it. So relax if you immediately felt an old familiar twinge. 16 cups equals 32 one-half cup servings. 32 servings times $1.49, which is the price of the water bottles, equals $23.84 that it would cost you to buy 32 Hint watermelon waters. That's a 1,600%, 1,600% savings to make your own watermelon water with fresh watermelon. Wow, you could buy 4 watermelons for that amount. Hint is great, but hey, we love the Hint company. So this isn't to diss Hint at all. We love that a mom concerned about all the sugary drink options for her kids started it. Our kind of gal. So we're glad it's there for when we're on the road traveling. Their costs are in line with today's expense of doing business. But for the everyday health and fitness lifestyle, making your own watermelon water at home is the way to go, hands down, to save money and have more fresh, yummy watermelon to boot. And that's just for starters. Watermelon Water Refresher, Crowd Pleaser, Sweet Water. So you take 4 cups watermelon chunks, 1/2 cup fresh mint leaf sprigs, 1/8 teaspoon of pink Himalayan salt. Well, that's what we use. Any kind of salt will do. Splash of lemon or lime juice and a gallon of water. For making a large crowd-pleasing batch, chop and freeze several cups of watermelon, add to the pitcher, add the water, lemon and or lime slices, sprigs of fresh mint, a dash of salt, and a splash of lemon or lime juice. We use a large beverage dispenser when serving healthy homemade refreshers. You can get them from Amazon, which we've linked here, with or without the fruit containers already in there. Ours is an older model we've had for a few years, and it doesn't have the interior holder, but there are many cool designs, and they come in all sizes, and there are advantages and disadvantages to each model. We have a 3-gallon size beverage dispenser, but you can get the smaller ones for regular home use as well. In the summer, we get ours out and keep it stocked with all kinds of refreshing water enhancers for our own homemade vitamin water. At the end of the day, what's left can be blended into a light and refreshing vitamin water smoothie to sip with dinner. And there's a picture here of my lovely daughter, Devani, sporting her new summer haircut and enjoying the watermelon smoothie that she made. She actually came up with a recipe. So do visit the article, mytrainerfitness.com/watermelon-smoothie, and take a look at the recipe, the information, the tips, and the beautiful Devani. Watermelon smoothie recipe, refresh mint. This is one of our favorites, super simple and yet uber delightful. This refresh mint watermelon smoothie has more body than watermelon water, but is much lighter than the typical blended fruit smoothie, and it's incredibly refreshing and delicious. 4 cups watermelon chunks, 1/4 cup fresh mint leaves, 1/8 teaspoon pink Himalayan salt, and a splash of lemon or lime juice. So the difference is, basically this is the same base as to the watermelon water, but by not adding the water, it becomes a smoothie instead of a diluted watermelon water. Place all ingredients into your blender. We have a Vitamix that we've used for many years, but since watermelon is easy to blend, you can use any variety of blender successfully. We never measure it. We just toss it into the blender because all ingredients quantities are, of course, flexible and optional, and more or less to suit your taste buds. Or rather, add more or less to suit you. Oh, there's a picture of my handsome son, Nikolai. And so you can, and he's also having a glass of watermelon smoothie. So you can visit him on the article as well. Watermelon nutrition and health benefits. Per one cup serving, 46 calories. Hey, that's not bad, right? 170 milligrams of potassium, which is 5% of the RDA, recommended daily allowance. And calcium, 10.6 milligrams. Sugars, 9.4 grams. Water, 92%. And of course, with 9.4 grams of sugar, that's about 2.5 teaspoons of sugar, which, you know, maybe more than you want. However, it's natural sugar and it's going in you with fiber. And so therefore it assimilates better and more slowly than if you were just having sugar in a Frappuccino. Magnesium, 4% of the RDA. Vitamin A, 18% of the RDA, which is great for eyes and skin. Vitamins B1, B5, and B6, 3% of the RDA for immunity and your brain. Vitamin C has 21% of the RDA, which is good, a good antioxidant and good for immunity. And it has lycopene, which is anti-cancerous, anti-inflammatory, and offers sun protection. Okay, so you might freak out to imagine consuming the 2.35 teaspoons of sugar, as I mentioned, in just one cup of watermelon. However, the benefits of watermelon far outweighs the negatives. Consider watermelon in the context of fresh, vibrant, nutritious food versus the empty calories of refined sugar. While watermelon appeals to your sweet tooth, it does more than whisper sweet nothing, addicting sugar calories into your bloodstream. You can feel good about consuming watermelon, sweet and all, so long as you don't overdo it, of course. Instead of that sugary frozen drink, you can enjoy 4 cups of watermelon for just 184 calories. You will be full, satisfied, and guilt-free. We hope you enjoyed this audio article on mytrainerfitness.com. Tell us what you think, what you'd like to hear more of, what you like or don't like about it. You can reach us at info@mytrainerfitness.com. Energize, elevate, and engage. Thanks for joining us. Thanks so much for joining us for the I Create Daily podcast. Please let us know what creatives you would like us to interview and what topics you would be interested in hearing more about.
And if you enjoyed this show, please leave a review on iTunes. We value your feedback. We read all the reviews, and it just helps us get the word out on the I Create Daily podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.